You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
On Tuesday, 1st of July, following a significant last-minute concession, the UK government passed the Welfare Reform Bill. But how does the blind and partially sighted community feel about the result of the vote? Well, joining me now is Harry Georgiou. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Harry.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on today.
Now, Harry, how do you feel about the bill passing in the House of Commons?
So the first thing, it was the 1st of July, which is the first of disability pride month to begin with. And it's really highlighted to me personally how this government perceives people with disabilities to begin with. And as somebody who allows some support and allows on paid, I do know a lot of people who are going to be affected by this. And certainly to see that a welfare bill and a government party that is meant to represent the people is no longer representing the country.
And what did you think about the changes that were made to the bill last minute?
So I think the changes that were made to the bill last minute were robust to get through government and to get backing. My real concern is there doesn't seem to be communication between government officials to people really going to be affected by this, people that work in the charity sector and people that live with disabilities every day. That's my real concern here. Going forward, what the government can do is consult with the disability community. And what I mean by consult is we'll tell you what we need to be able to support us to get into work and to live long and stable lives. You can put all the welfare cuts, everything. However, if businesses aren't inclusive, you're not being able to move forward to get people into work. There are brilliant organisations which are transforming the workplace, such as Support Internships and Pathways to Work, that are where we're taking the ball game in this area. And we need the government to recognise those and invest in those. And by doing that, you will see the increase of people going into employment and maybe coming off some benefits.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Harry, today, and for sharing your view on the Welfare Reform Bill.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.
And of course, if like Harry, you would like to share your thoughts on the Welfare Reform Bill, you can get in touch with us. It's radio@rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.